Today on a chilling episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, as a family expands over many decades, so does the love and care that grows with its souls. Until one day, one of those deeply loved souls passes to the other side. Does the spirit of the deeply missed soul still linger with the living, providing love and comfort to those who ask for it? That story and much more, today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts, if you don't mind. We do greatly appreciate that. And if you want to support the show and get access to all these extras that our supporters get, like advanced episodes of the show, all of them commercial free, the whole archive, all of it's commercial free, which quite is literally the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. You also get the EPP bonus episodes, brand new ones every single week, and all the other extra stuff we're going to put on there throughout the year. Check it out, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com. Excuse me, / Real Ghost Stories. My daughter Harper, just before we jumped on the air, goes, "I got dinner for you, Dad," because I haven't eaten, and she was in the pool. So I was watching her earlier, so she made me macaroni noodles and cheese, and I think I just kind of got some in my throat.
Yeah, wink, wink. Likely story.
Yeah, it's right here. It's actually really good. She did a good job. She's been cooking.
So the other night, yeah. I had a funny thing happen. Well, not, it wasn't really funny in the moment, but then once I realized what I think it was kind of funny.
No.
But we got done with our ghost story podcast. And I think we, I don't know what time it was, but we usually finish up around 10:30 in the evening. And so I let my dog out. I have a very big backyard and it gets very, it's dark, even with the light on. I mean, it's just a big yard and it's dark. So my dog is very old, as everyone knows. And so I kind of like to help him get down the step and, you know, it's only one step, but still.
Yeah.
So I stepped outside with him to help him. And right then, like somebody screamed, just like, ah, it was this really weird scream. I was like, what the fuck was that? Mm-hmm. And then I heard it again. And I'm like, it sounds like it's coming from my neighbor's house. But like, it's this young couple. Why would they be like, that was just weird. Then the third time it happened, I'm like, I don't know that that's a person. Like, I don't know what that is.
Raccoon?
No, I think it was a fox.
Mm.
Because as I was standing there after the third time, I remembered next door, which probably most of us are on these days. Maybe not you because you live out in the middle of nowhere, but you still have neighbors.
Yeah.
But it's just a good way to kind of keep up with your community. I remembered somebody posting something about a fox screaming. Mm-hmm. To their babies.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how young their babies would be at this point, but because I imagine they'd be a few months old by now, but they'd be young enough for mom to scream at him. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think it was. And it was creepy because it sounded like a person screaming. But then by the third time, I'm like, I don't think it is a person. And I was like, what can make that?
I'm going to try and pull up.
I remember the Next Door app saying fox screaming, and then I googled it and I'm like, I think that's what it was, a fox screaming.
Fox screaming sounds.
Yeah. Are you looking for it?
Yep.
Yeah, because I found some. That's more like a bark.
Yeah.
Find another one.
Like,
yeah,
that?
Like that. Yeah. Which was a really weird sound to hear when it's very quiet, usually in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I hear a train, you know, but it's just a very weird sound.
It is, because it does sound kind of, there's like a femaleness to it of like shock and horror, but it's like, it's just different though. It doesn't quite sound right. Like,
yeah, and it was almost like, ah!
Yeah.
Kind of, kind of screamy. But by the third time it happened, I was like, I don't know what that is. And so, of course, I'm like, it's obviously a ghost, something paranormal. Mm-hmm. But by the third time, well, first I'm like, it's not that neighbor. And then the second time, what is that? Third time.
Because if we're human, you'd almost expect it to just keep going like, over.
Or you'd hear like, help, ow, yeah. Something.
It's missing that. It's just like, it's like a very quick snippet of like a murder scene.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like if it we're was, surrounded.
It seemed to be a little bit longer than what you just played.
Yeah.
But it was a really creepy sound to hear after doing a ghost podcast.
Yeah. I would imagine it would be.
And it was loud. Like, I don't think it was my yard.
No.
But I think it was probably my neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
Because they don't have, like, I have fencing all the way around. But even then, I think that I've had fox in my yard before, because I think there's a, I think they could scale 6-foot fence if they wanted to.
Yeah, they could. They could also break in the middle of the night, find you sleeping, and slowly walk up, grab your eyeballs with their tiny little hands and dry them out and go, and swallow them like marbles.
But I think the timing of it was really bizarre on top of it. Because it was just like, okay, we wrapped up, buddy. You better go outside.
What if you went over to Buddy and it was Buddy making that noise?
If old Buddy didn't even hear it. Back in the day, Buddy would have taken off. Like, he'd have flown over there. He'd have been like to the fence in 2 seconds.
That's
funny. Now he's like, somebody say something.
Huh? Yeah, what?
I didn't hear nothing. I kind of might. Maybe I smell something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The fox noises are strange. I remember I heard some when I was in Branson, and we called him Skanky Fox. And he lived on our road and would come up. You would think he had rabies almost. I think he had mange, but I guess he'd been there for quite some time.
Yeah.
And he just like, everybody just knew this fox. And he looked like, you know, he just got run over by a train, but he just had this look on his face like, fuck the world. Like, dude, I'm just walking down the road. Like,
I'm the mangy fox.
I'm the fox and I'm not moving for your car. And he wouldn't. He would just like walk right up to you. And I went and looked at him. I was in my car, in my truck, actually, and he would not get out of the road. He just didn't. He just kept going straight, didn't care. And I finally got kind of on the side of him, and he just looks up at me. Hey. He looked like a very stoned fox.
Maybe he was.
It's just like, you're living your best life, aren't you? And he just kind of keeps going.
Like, I ain't getting out of your way. I learned this from the geese.
Well, I asked.
They don't move.
Because there was a security thing in that community. And I was kind of new there. I said, hey, there might be a rabid fox up here. They're like, oh, no, you're talking about that mangy one. Like, yeah. Like, oh, no, he's been here for years. Like, okay.
So I can take him off my list of shit to worry about?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking I have a little girl and it's a fox that doesn't seem to have any, you know, fear of humans.
It gives no shit.
Exactly. So and they're like, oh, it's just mangy fox. Okay. All right. Great.
Because one time I did see one with Buddy. We were on a walk. He was on a leash and it was at night. And the fox just kind of looked over at us. And kept on going. And right about then, Buddy smelled it. And it was like, what is it? And the fox just kind of looked at us, just kept on going like, I don't give no shits about you people.
That's funny. Because
you're going this way.
Because sometimes they're very, you know, they're very skittish. That's why you don't see them often. And then sometimes it's like either like they're insanely skittish and they're very secretive and hide wonderfully. Or they're like, fuck the world.
Or they're just out there to terrorize people.
Yeah. Ah! Yeah. Exactly. I would do that. I would totally do that if I was a fox.
I'd be up in the tree. Scared the shit out of me, though.
I'd be in the tree screaming all night. And I'd go and search for like places where like the cops are being called for some sort of domestic incident. And I'd go hide in that tree. And then I'd start making those noises.
And then they'd be like, it's coming what? From over there.
It's in the tree.
I wonder how many times people have called in and said, hello, 911. There's a woman screaming.
I would imagine in some places it probably happens.
Because, I mean, that was my first thought, but I'm pretty sure it was a fox.
The raccoons in trees at my parents' house sound like there's crying babies in the trees. It's horrible.
Shit, that's going to be what's going on out there tonight.
I know. It's
let Buddy out to go to the bathroom. There's going to be,
it's weird. I think I made this joke once on some show where if you have a house where it's like that and you Airbnb it, you can have like the raccoons up there making the crying baby sounds. And then when somebody like shines a flashlight up, you can have all these like inverted crucifix hanging from the tree that only like really show up at night. We'll be like, oh my God, what's going on? There's babies crying in the tree and inverted crucifixes.
This is the best Airbnb ever.
Surprise. anyway, 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our first letter. It says,
hi, Tony and friends. This is Desiree. I'm calling from Connecticut. I once called you guys a while back ago telling you a ghost story I had. So I'm calling now again, and maybe this is not a ghost story. I don't know, but I'll leave it to you guys to determine what you guys think. And if it airs, then cool. But so basically, my story is about pregnancy miscarriage I had that I, you know, lost to miscarriage. And I was just calling because I marked the anniversary of the 1 year mark that, you know, I lost my baby. And so I was just calling because I was thinking about a dream that I had once when I lost them. I was pregnant with twins and never got to know whether they were like boy or girls. And so I ended up having a dream one night. And in my dream, my husband and I and my mom, we were walking through this street. And we were just happening to look at houses that were for sale. So, and on that street, there was a field, like a little baseball field. And the baseball field caught my attention. So my mom and my husband wanted to go and check out houses. And, you know, my attention was focused on this baseball field. So I told my husband and mom, you know, go ahead and, you know, I'll be sitting at the baseball field watching a baseball game. And so I walk over and I sit on the bleachers. I've been sitting on the bleachers just watching the game. Like, well, they're the kids, they were like teenagers. They were actually warming up. And I see a boy and a girl. They were like 16, 17-ish. And they were walking my way. And the boy, he goes and joins the game. And the girl comes and sits on the bleachers sort of next to me, maybe like the rows down from me. I'm just watching the game, enjoying, you know, watching the kids. And then the game was over. And when the game was over, the boy happened to like run over towards the girl, and he had like this huge smile on his face. And the girl ended up looking back at me, and you know, she just asked me, how are they doing, how are they feeling, and just looked at her, and I said, oh, I'm okay, I'm doing okay, how are you? She's like, oh, I'm good. And she's like, well, you know, we gotta go now, but maybe you should come with us. And I'm like, oh, no, you know, like I just kind of found it weird. I'm like, oh, no, I'm just here waiting for my mom and my husband to come, and then I'll be, you know, going. They're like, well, we're going to go visit some family. But, you know, it'd be nice for you to come so we can introduce you to everyone. And the girl told me, she said, this is my brother. And I was just like, oh, okay. And, you know, when I took a good look at the boy, he reminded me of exactly what my husband looked like as a teenager. I'm sorry, guys, if you hear my dog snoring in the background, I apologize. But, and the girl, she had, like, this beautiful curly hair. So I was just taken aback on how the boy looked, like, they just kept staring at them. And then they came and they hugged me, and they both hugged me very tight. And, you know, in my dream, I'm just like, what the heck? You know, because to me, they're strangers, you know? And they gave me a hug. And sorry, that's my dog again. But they gave me a hug. And then they told me they loved me and they missed me. And that they're okay. And in my dream, I was like, what the heck? And, you know, they told me, we'll see you soon, but always remember we love you. And I ended up waking up, and when I woke up, it was about 2 a.m. my time, you know, and all I could do was burst into tears because, like, I just thought, were these my children, you know? But it was just weird. And about 3 days later, I ended up getting some results back from the doctor letting me know that my children, in fact, were boy-girl twins. And that freaked me out even more because I thought of my dream. And I'm like, but how weird is that? Like, is that even a thing where, you know, they were, like, 19 weeks in this gestational age when I lost them? And for them to come to me in a dream as teenagers, I just found that, you know, pretty weird. But I guess, you know, I just take it for what it is. All I know is anytime I do think of the dream, it makes me feel just happy inside, you know, like, makes my heart really warm. And I don't know, I guess just makes me feel like a peace, like, you know, because I wanted so badly to know what they were. And then for my dream to be like that, and then me get answers actually from my doctor that they were boy, girl. I don't know, it just makes me wonder. And again, I'm sorry for the kind of long, dragged out story and my snoring dog in the background. But, you know, if you use this on your show, you know, great. I would like to know what people think of this. If dreams like this, like, exist to other people, and I don't know what to take of it. But thank you for listening, and I am an EPP member, and, you know, I've been EPP with you guys since about November of last year when I first found the podcast, and I enjoy every show. I listen every day while I'm at work. I haven't caught up with all the episodes, but I'm getting there, and, you know, you and Harper crack me up when I listen to your little stories and her little laugh. But, you know, thank you guys for sharing all the stories and doing this podcast. It's great, and have a great one. Bye-bye.
Thank you for sharing that one with us. What's your thoughts?
You know, that's hard. You know, it's hard to say, oh, definitely a visitation dream, because, you know, she wasn't that far along.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, I don't know when life begins. I don't want to get into that debate.
No.
But you know when you're pregnant, you know, and you want these babies, and to have a dream like that, especially after you lose them, would be so horrific. And I'm really sorry she went through that. I can't imagine that. But then to have the babies in a dream as teenagers, like, it gives you a little bit of peace and closure at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to know that they're okay, and that, you know, you kind of think of them as little angels watching out over you or something. you know, they went, I don't know. It's just, they couldn't be together like the dream. You know, you're going that way. We have to go this way. I just think it's kind of beautiful, actually.
What if when you had the vision of them being teenagers, you know, like it turns out they really act like teenagers and they're just like, oh my gosh, are you my children? They're like, I don't want to fucking talk right now. like, what do you mean? Like, we're in this dream
like,
together.
Why do you always bug me?
Like stop. Right. God, mom, just stop. It's like, and they were legitimate teenagers.
Like, yes.
They're blowing you off right there. Yeah.
Sure we do. Yeah.
It's like, can you, can I get Insta on my phone?
No.
Like what?
It's like, I'm your mom. I want to talk about this. No, really.
Like, we don't need to.
I just think it's beautiful.
It really is.
It gives you that peace that you need. I think she needed that peace and a little bit of closure. Because it would be such a, like, it'd be really hard to go through that because, you know, being pregnant, you're looking forward to this and you have all these hopes and dreams about the future. And then that's all just ripped out from under you.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty beautiful, I think.
And she did ask, you know, have you heard other stories like this? The answer to that is yes, I have. There's been several like this on the air over the years. Very similar type thing where they seem to communicate and it's almost as if the child is older. I've also had one, I remember a while back where they were trying, several miscarriages. And then they got a visitation from, in the dream from, again, what they thought was like the older, you know, version of a child. And then it turned out, like, they realized, you know, several years later when the child that they did have got to be around that age, they're like, oh my God, that's the person, that's the kid that was in my dream.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was like a preview almost of, so I don't know. It's certainly a very interesting topic and an interesting, you know, way that some of those things occur. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go over here to this one. Hi, let's hear yours.
Hi, Tony. This is Mercedes Lucky Benedict, and I recently came across your show on YouTube, and I really, really like it. My situation is we live in a very haunted house. We've had several investigations the last year and a half that have, you know, brought in many, many voices of what's actually, you know, like it's the evidence of that. Before that, we were on the Dead Files season premiere called Damned in the Desert, which was, a perfect name for us at the time. And that was just 2 years ago. I think it's going to be 3 years going now. After that, so it's been 7 years for me here at this house. So Damned in the Desert brought in the investigation of all the actual real murders. There's lots of murders and death around this place. And I had discovered also after the Dead Files, you know, why when she told us there was a curse on the land, I'm pretty sure I figured out what that was. Anyway, I did bring in a exorcism or exorcist, deliverance minister, whom at the time I had never heard of, but apparently he was on all kinds of shows, even the Dead Files, but I didn't know that at the time, Reverend Bill Bean, who proceeded to do 3 separate exorcisms and saved my life and saved my marriage, saved my family. Literally, I just start talking about all of this, started my own show and I'm going to be doing a documentary on everything that's happened here. It was pretty devastating, almost died. There's a dog barking. I'm helping rescue. We kind of have, the property's basically turned now into a sanctuary. I believe after the deliverances, the exorcisms, my whole life has changed and that's been a little over a year. But we still have plenty of spirits here. We have ghosts here. We have
you know, we have them on tape from the Tucson Ghost Society, and they just talk, you know, so we, they know exactly who we are and our dogs. And this is after, even after the exorcisms, which we had a demon here. We had demons. So it was very bad. If you do happen to look at the, Dead Files, episode, that's, you know, that's where it was pretty bad, and then it got worse. So anyway, I have been talking on several shows, Paranormal Portal. You can find that on my YouTube, Paranormal Prowlers, Truth Seek.
So interesting. Looks like she has, quite a story to tell. I'm guessing she's kind of wanting me to maybe interview her or something on another show. But I don't really watch the Dead Files. Do you ever watch the Dead Files?
No, because I can't, because that's the kind of stuff that just keeps me up at night, and then I'm convinced that stuff's going to happen to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially stories like that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's really dark.
Got a demon in the house? And
yeah. Like, a Casper, like, I could watch that, but I can't. I just can't.
Sure. No, I...
Especially living by myself.
I've interviewed... I've had the Bill Bean on the other show once a long time ago. There's a lot of, interesting. I'd be very interested to hear a more in-depth version of that story, instead of just the bullet points.
And just in case somebody doesn't know about the other show, it's The Grave Talks. And yes, that's a really good, really good show.
Yes, I'm going to.
If somebody's tuning into this for the first time, tune into that one too.
I want to make a note on this call, so I can look at it tomorrow.
Because she could be really interesting.
I think she'd be a good guest on The Grave Talks. So I'm just going to make a note here so I don't forget her name.
And she had a crazy name. What was it?
I don't remember, but it was different.
Mercedes, yeah. Lucky something.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, got it. So yeah, interesting. Interesting to hear kind of some of that.
But now that I've heard that much, maybe I could find that show and watch it.
Go like find
during
the
day, like on a Saturday.
Like at night before their foxes start crying in the trees.
Yeah,
better yet, go watch it in the backyard while the foxes are crying in the trees at the same
time.
That's
what I could do that.
Yeah. You feel a little more, you could get over your fear right there if you do that. Let's do one more quick call. Hi.
Hey, this is Eric calling from Central Illinois. Calling to tell you about something that happened to me that I found kind of weird a couple weeks ago. So I had a paranormal investigation I was going to on a Saturday night, and starting the week, Monday, I just had a feeling that something bad was going to happen to me on Saturday, and that feeling kind of progressed as the week went on, and I was emotional, where like I would just sometimes kind of just start tearing up. And my partner, she was like, "You're moping around. Did your dog die? Are you okay?" And then I kind of started getting a feeling like maybe something was wrong with a friend of mine. And I almost felt compelled to just start texting people, asking if they were okay, if there's any health issues. So, we go to the investigation and, Nothing bad happens during the investigation, and so I just thought maybe it was just me getting myself kind of hyped up for the investigation, and just my worries were nothing. And that Monday, I get a text message from my dad, and he asked me, you know, what was the last name of your supervising teacher that you had when you student taught? And I texted it back to him, and he said, "Well, I'm sorry to inform you, but he passed away on Saturday." And it just kind of dawned on me, like maybe that was something that that I was feeling or knew it was coming. And I really wasn't too upset, because I think I'd already mourned his passing the week prior. So, I don't know, just a little empath incident that I had, and enjoy the podcast, and thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on that?
I think that things like that probably happen more than what we recognize, because I think you get that weird feeling and you blow it off.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't. It just kept with him and kept with him, and he knew something was wrong with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but figuring out who is a little hard. But I think sometimes you get that really weird feeling,
mm-hmm.
and you just blow it off like, man, I'm going to ignore it. Like, I'm feeling a little sad today.
Yeah.
Some days are just like that.
And just know that someone close to you is suffering horribly every time you get that feeling.
And you're like, and I'm fine.
I'm fine. I'm going to go to Taco Bell right now. And then you get it again. Like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling it more. No, that's the cheesy rap chalupa. That's no longer the feeling of someone dying. But it's very similar. It is very similar.
I'm going to take your word for that. Because I don't know.
What happens when you take a taquito, wrap it in a burrito, and then wrap it up in a giant pepperoni pizza, fry it with cheese on top, Parmesan, cheddar, and then wrap it in bacon. That's the new one.
That would be like your gut will never be the same.
Cheddar pizza bacon wrap only at Taco Bell. Yeah.
Cheddar pizza bacon wrap. That sounds gross. But no. I bet that, you know, that I'm sure that's what it was. Like, he felt like, I thought the interesting part, though, was when he found out who he was kind of okay with it because he felt like he had already mourned that person, which was kind of a little weird because he didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
But he had gone through all the emotions.
You do pre-mourning. That's what you do with a lot of
stuff. But if it's somebody that you're not really close
to. Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's sad to hear, you know, when somebody you're not really close to dies. You know,
but it's like, why are they coming through to you?
Exactly. That's the weird part.
Like
maybe they felt a closer connection than that person did.
Yeah. Or, you know, maybe it's like, I can't get through to anybody. I'm going to, like, on my list.
Wouldn't that be like...
And then you're like down there on number 20, and it's like, aha, finally, I found someone empathic enough I can get through to.
It's drunk dialing the living, or it's like,
exactly.
Someone answer. But wouldn't it be horribly disappointing if, like, you felt like there was this really great connection between you and somebody in life, and then in death, you're like, I'm really going to go to that person because they really mean a lot to me. And it turns out they just like, whatever. Like, you're one of my 50 besties. It, like, it doesn't.
Yeah, or like that person's all crying up a good game. Oh my God, I miss Carol so much. And then you're watching him like, oh, I feel really bad because they sure are missing me. And then you see him out partying that night with their friends like nothing happened. You're like, wait a minute, I'm dead. Like, how could you be like that?
Exactly. That's all the ways that moment could be ruined. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. You do that at ghostpodcast.com or through the Patreon app or patreon.com/realghoststories. Go there. You'll find us and sign up. Get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, the whole archive. It's all there. All of it's commercial free. Ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.